T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
An English medieval church is hosting more than Sunday services this summer. In addition to the beautiful soaring arches and stained glass windows, Norwich Cathedral in the east of England features a 4-story tall slide. Sounds like fun. And miniature golf. The reverend at the cathedral says they are hoping to lure more visitors who will engage with the surroundings. To find out more, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Sky News reporter Enda Brady in London. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Pleasure, guys. Good to speak to you again.
So what has prompted this amusement park atmosphere?
Very, very strange. I mean, okay, it's getting a lot of publicity for Norwich Cathedral right now, but some traditionalists are quite angry and they feel that it was a mistake installing what is a 55-foot-high helter-skelter close to the altar, and the church authorities are saying that they just wanted people to appreciate the roof of the cathedral, which you can't really appreciate from ground level. It's 55 feet high. It's taken 4 guys 2 days working round the clock to install it. But ultimately, they're getting a lot of publicity, and I guess they're getting some tourists in. But are they going to convert those tourists into Christians because they've got a helter-skelter near the altar? It's all very strange.
It's quite an image when you look at the pictures. You mentioned purists. For them, is this sacrilege, or is it just not something that should be done?
The more traditional members of the Anglican Church, Church of England, are saying that this is a mistake, and they say it's not really what a cathedral is good for. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of space inside a cathedral. It's a different way of bringing people closer to God, perhaps, or maybe getting people in off the street. You know, we all walk past churches. How many people actually take the time to go inside them? And I guess it's summer holidays, it's August. They're only doing this for a couple more weeks. Children are off school, and I guess families visiting Norwich, if there is a helter-skelter inside a church, perhaps someone might go and pray or stop a while or go and light a candle for a sick relative or someone who's passed. It is fascinating. I'm Roman Catholic, and I can honestly say I've never seen anything like this in one of our cathedrals.
Tell us what you can about this cathedral, the Norwich Cathedral.
Yeah, Norwich Cathedral is beautiful. I mean, Norwich is a small city. It's probably an hour and 40 minutes drive northeast of London. It's going to not really be on the tourist map, if I'm honest. I mean, it's in the county of Norfolk, which is beautiful in itself. But like Norwich City, you think of Norwich City, there's the cathedral, and they have a Premier League soccer club recently just promoted back into the top flight of soccer over here. They lost 4-1 to Liverpool, which is my team, at the weekend. But in all honesty, you know, not kind of the beaten path that most tourists from abroad, you know, you come to England, you're going to go to London, perhaps you go to Oxford, you might go down to Cornwall, to the beaches and surf and what have you. Norwich is not going to be one of those top places. But right now, you know, because of the helter-skelter in the cathedral, an awful lot of people are talking about Norwich. So the church ministers who put the helter-skelter there, I guess they've ticked the publicity box. Everyone's talking about them. It's gone viral online, seeing church ministers sliding down a helter-skelter. But, you know, a lot of purists just think that this is just really a step too far.
You've painted quite a picture for us, as always. Thanks so much. Again, that is Sky News reporter Enda Brady.